VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Now, broadcasting live throughout the world from the Platinum Ballroom at Bally's Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's the 7th annual eBay Radio Party and Conference, celebrating the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio and 20 years of eBay. And today marks the 600th live show. Congratulations! Now, here's Griffin Lee.
If we've told you once, we've told you 600 times. We're glad to have you with us for today's 12th anniversary edition of eBay Radio Live from Bally's in Las Vegas. This segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com.
Hooray! ReplyManager.com, everyone.
A new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. If you're listening live today, it's June 16th, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 600. Today we'll find out all about a better way to manage your inbound messages. I wonder who that will be. And we'll talk with members of eBay's pricing and monetization team and also the North American consumer selling teams. We'll explore a leading e-commerce shipping tool, meet a mystery guest, and we'll discover the best way to value your antiques and collectibles. Sounds an awful lot like a tagline to me. We'll also learn some eBay history in honor of 20 years of eBay, plus get some tips from our live audience here at the 7th annual eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Yay, let's be live, let's hear the liveness. It's social selling day here today, and we're learning some very interesting and valuable stuff about how to use social media to drive traffic sales. Did you see that Periscope thing this morning, or were you here late?
I was watching some of you and Marsha. Yeah, I was watching
the Periscope
in the back.
Thing. Yeah, I couldn't get it up.
I don't have that problem.
I still haven't downloaded it. I don't know. But I'll get it figured out. But it was fascinating, wasn't it? The Periscope thing, I think I'm going to like that one. Well, we've got a full house, and that seems appropriate for Vegas, including some very special guests from eBay. And now it's time for our first eBay trivia question.
Oh, really?
First one to that microphone with the correct answer wins a prize of vintage eBayana. And please, don't run to the microphone. We don't want anyone to fall and hurt themselves. So, Griff, do you have a trivia? Well, somebody did one year. Remember?
That's funny. Do I have a trivia question?
Yeah.
This is an easy one. What was the name of the first series of annual eBay conventions? First one to the mic gets the prize.
The name of the first series of annual eBay conventions.
You have to push it down. There you go.
eBay Live?
Yes!
Yay!
We told you this was going to be tough. These events took place from 2002 to 2008 in Anaheim, Orlando, New Orleans, San Jose, Las Vegas, Boston, and then Chicago.
So who's going to give her her prize?
I don't know. See E-Betsy. Oh, E-Betsy's
going to. E-Betsy's going to go to E-Betsy and you get the prize. Yes, and the reason that we started having these eBay radio conferences was because eBay stopped doing eBay Live. I don't know how many of you know the story, so may I tell it again?
Could I
stop you?
I
probably told it ad nauseum. So eBay decided to stop doing eBay Live, so E-Betsy called up the show.
Crying.
Almost crying. She says, Lee, I only get to see you during eBay Lives. We're never going to see each other. And I said, well, Betsy, why don't we just get our husbands, their guitars, let's fly to Vegas, rent a room, and just pretend. Well, the phones rang off the hook. People said, I want to go. So Betsy had $1,500 put away, and I had a debit card.
This is dangerous.
No, really. So we called Caesars International, and they were dumb enough to trust us and gave us a room, an event room. And we figured if no one shows up, honestly, we didn't care at that point. It was kind of a bit, and it was going to be fun. We were going to get to go to Vegas. Well, 75 of you showed up for that first year, and we thought that was fantastic, including Cabbage, who was just getting started with their business, and some other people.
Yes.
And everybody paid a little registration fee, and yes. So we had our very first one.
And that was when and where?
That was at the Rio.
And what year was it? I remember because something happened. Oh, that's a good trivia question. What happened during the first eBay radio party that was rather shocking? You know because you were there, John. Does anyone know? That's it.
Michael Jackson died during our show.
Right. Shamona.
It's our claim to fame, right? So anyway, that's how...
He was upset that he wasn't invited.
So that's how this eBay radio party and conference got started. It's a very grassroots thing. This is not an eBay event, although eBay certainly supports us in it. It is one of the sponsors.
I'll say.
You talking about that little bit of money you give me?
Little bit of money?
Gee, money, Christmas.
I think $100 is quite a lot of money today, thank you.
Yeah, okay. I just spent that for lunch.
Well, we didn't tell you how to spend it.
But eBay has been very good in supporting us with this. But we do want to remind you that it is a grassroots effort here.
It is, yes.
And without eBetsy, Betsy,
her.
Come up here just in the front for a minute. I mean, you have to picture this. There I was. I was an entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur, and a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. So my part of this deal was to be the broadcast part of it. But I needed somebody who knew how to sell on eBay to be part of the team.
I'm picturing this.
Who else better than eBetsy? Betsy Bolger. Honestly, and I know you hear a lot of people say this, but without Betsy, we can't do this.
And this segment was brought to you by Reply Manager. Coming up next, excellent ways to tame your customer emails. When we return with more of eBay Radio. Clap, 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 clap.
Yay.
Look at this lovely...
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
As an online seller, you need to know what to sell, how to price it, and when to list it. You need marketplace data, and you need it fast. Terapeak knows what you need. Their newly responsive interface works on both your computer and your mobile device to help you grow your sales more quickly and easily than ever. Terapeak can help you find hot products, plus so much more. It shows you traffic and clicks from eBay search, as well as sales across multiple accounts and marketplaces, all in a single dashboard. With Terapeak, you can make data-driven sales, profit, and revenue projections. You can also score and optimize your listings. All this, plus the in-depth research that Terapeak is famous for. With 365 days of eBay data, there's never been a better time to try today's Terapeak free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Party and Conference live from the Platinum Ballroom of Valley Resort and Casino, Las Vegas. Now, back to Griff and Lee.
Yay!
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. You know, online and off, but especially on, basic customer service includes responding quickly to messages from your buyers. And Jody Gaines Pereira is the founder and CEO of Reply Manager, a new tool that helps you do so more efficiently and effectively. Jody, we've heard you say that customer support is the new marketing. What does that mean exactly?
Well, I truly, truly believe that we have to stop thinking about customer service as an afterthought and really start thinking of it as our newest, most effective marketing tool. Because customer service impacts our reputation as sellers, our trust, and really at the end of the day, our sales. So it makes sense that we're using customer service as part of our marketing and to make plans for it.
And what advice do you have for eBay sellers on communicating with customers?
First, I believe that you should be consistent with your messaging. Make sure that all of your frequently asked questions, that you're ready for those, and to respond in a timely manner, because even though we have this magic 24-hour time period, really people are expecting responses within 6 hours or less. So it's important to respond in some way, and that kind of gets tough on the weekends when you need to take time off.
I think 6 hours is actually a little liberal too, because I've had customers tell me, I emailed you 10 minutes ago, where are you?
And I believe it.
You know what? It's not unreasonable in today's interconnected world to think that, I guess people want responses. So what does Reply Manager do to help with this? How is it different from like eBay messages?
Well, we do a lot of similar things with eBay messages because we are answering customer messages when you're selling on eBay. But some of the other features that we do offer is that because we're pulling in your messages into Reply Manager, everybody has their own unique username and password. So there's no more sharing your eBay ID with your staff if all you need those specific people to do is answer messages.
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah.
That's an eBay deficiency. Thank you for filling it.
So does Reply Manager... Oh, you admitted that. I love that.
I spent my whole life admitting eBay deficiencies. Are you kidding?
Does Reply Manager have any new eBay features on the horizon?
We do. We are planning to integrate hassle-free returns into Reply Manager, and that's been one of our biggest requests that we've had this year. So we're working on that. We've got it out in beta testing probably in the next few weeks, and then hopefully we'll have it out for everyone in August.
How can people get in on the beta testing?
If they're already an existing customer, give us a call or send us an email at info@replymanager.com. But we are using existing customers who are already in using the tool and integrated in with their eBay account.
So when you integrate hassle-free returns, will the only return reason be buyer remorse?
Would that make things easier or harder?
It'd make a lot of people happier, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What, are you all asleep? Hello? Yes, it's me and we're doing a show. Isn't this fun? Stop talking on your phones, children, and listen to the show. Where can sellers learn more about Reply Manager?
They can go to replymanager.com. We do offer a 15-day free trial, and we don't take any credit cards. We don't ask you for any commitments. We just want you to get in and try out the tool because we think once you're in there using it, you'll want to stay.
That's a great testimony because most people, in free trial, they usually say, give us your credit card.
Right.
So that when you forget about it, we'll just renew the trial. That's very ethical of your company.
Well, thank you very much.
We try.
What were you doing before Reply Manager?
We started out as a web development company, and we actually still have a part of that. And we had a customer that came to us needing help with managing their messages, and they had an online store, and we built it, and we thought, you know, this might be good for other people. So we decided to make it into a web-based subscription service, and eventually started marketing it to online sellers, and it's blossomed from there.
Can you give us an idea of how big Reply Manager is as a company right now?
Well, we've been around for a while, and we've got probably over 2,500 users actively using the system in 25 countries. Our biggest growing markets are the UK and the US right now, and we've been getting into China as well.
So that brings up a great question. Will replymanager.com support multi-languages?
Yes.
Because I know that's a big... I just had a seller email me saying, I don't know what to do. My customer asked me a question in German.
Right. Well, we don't have the translation right now. We do support special characters, so if someone's sending something in Japanese or Chinese or Arabic, we do support that. And we do have spell check in multiple languages, but because it's a web-based system, if you use a tool like Chrome, they have a translate app.
Built in, yeah.
Built in, you just translate the entire page for you.
That's a good
and
one.
If you have standard replies, if you have those in German, like if you have a shipping question that everybody asks and you have it in three different languages, you can have that in a template and standard reply in Reply Manager and just pop it right in.
And there's always Rosetta Stone if you want to learn a new language. So Always
there
a good,
you go.
Never a good, never a, not a good time.
Or immerse yourself. Go and spend a couple of weeks there.
Right. I can't imagine anything more fun than a year in Germany.
Jody, we want to thank you so much.
I was not kidding, by the way.
For being a sponsor.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Of this event. We truly appreciate it.
Well, we've enjoyed it a lot, getting to know everyone over this past year, and it's lovely to finally meet you guys in person.
Well, yes, because we haven't.
Yeah.
So we haven't met us in person?
No. No, she hasn't.
Oh, we haven't met you in person.
So do you actually sit in the same room normally when
No,
you're...
she's in San Diego. I'm in San Jose.
Well, see, there you go.
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
You, Jody.
Jody Gaines Pereira. Is the CEO of ReplyManager.com. This segment was brought to you by Indicia. Up next, advice from our live audience. When we continue with eBay Radio from Bally's here in Las Vegas, live!
Yay!
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit Roadie.com.
We're back at the live broadcasting of eBay Radio and Conference. If it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Your all-in-one platform for creating and sending and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. We're turning the tables now and letting our live audience do the talking. This is a very popular feature in past events, so we're going to continue it. Come up to the microphone in the center aisle and give us your best one-minute tip. We will give you a $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies from BubbleFast. $25 gift certificate. Everyone needs shipping supplies. Get your tips ready.
Show us your tips.
You can bring two tips up to the microphone, but only one gets exposed. Tom, show us your tip.
Okay, my tip today is we know how important photographs are in your listings. And I had struggled for a while with getting the proper white balance and things like that. And we struggled to try and find, to fix it in the camera. And finally, we found an easy solution. Google has a free program called Picasa.
Yes.
Download it. It has a simple button. You click it once. It fixes the image. You save it. You're done. That's my recommendation, a free program from Google called Picasa.
That's a great program, too. Thank you so much, Tom. Let's give
Yay.
Them a hand.
And when you get up to the microphone, please give your name and where you're from and your tip.
Luis Sanchez, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Herb's Crafts Gifts, meetup organizer. My tip is going to follow up on photos. I save them all on an external hard drive, and now that I've opened a second ID, I can move product from one ID to the other ID, and I've got all the photos, and I don't have to retake them. In case of emergency where we had the fires in Colorado, I had everything on my hard drive. If anything crashes on eBay or anywhere else, I have my photos and I don't have to take them again. So external hard drive.
Very good tip. $25.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Betty White from
Betty
Tucson.
White. What would it be like without Betty White?
You know,
here
she's getting
year.
A little tired of us doing this. year with the Betty White.
That's quite all right. Okay. I don't mind.
Okay.
I would just like to put in a word for those meetup groups. They are so important and they help you so much. Thank you for the cheer. And I don't know who organizes all of them. Some loving people do who decide that they've got to help other people and they get these meetup groups put together. And they're just a super way to be able to grumble and to smile and to laugh and to learn. And I just highly recommend them for everyone.
Thank you, Betty. How many meetup organizers do we have in the crowd? Let's hear it for you guys. Stand
Yay,
up, please.
I'm telling you.
Short one here.
Angels, all of them.
There's a lot of them.
Thank you, Betty. Take your gift certificate for Bubble Fast. Next.
Bobby Miller, Seacoast Bargain on eBay. I live in Florida. Use your eBay mobile app when you go out thrifting. You're going to find some gems you would have passed by.
That's a
Thank
great tip.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
All the way from Florida this year, Bobby.
The villages.
Thank you. And her arms are really tired.
Stephanie France from Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania. And you can find me at everythingvintagesteph.com. My tip for today is if you are ready to upscale your business, consider hiring someone. I've hired two of my nieces. They come over one day a week. They love the flexible hours. I pay them $2 per listing. They love it. I love it. And all I did to compensate for that was to add $2 to each of my items that I sell.
That's
there
brilliant.
You have it.
It's a no-brainer.
Thank you very much. Get your $25 Bubble Fast gift certificate.
My name's Judy Jordan, and I'm from North Carolina, Winston-Salem. And my tip is that don't waste your time trying to just make do, knowing how to do something. Go learn how to do it. And a good resource for that is lynda.com. I'm not affiliated, lynda.com, because they'll do go by the month. So you could just get it for a month or two and learn what you need, and then you don't have to take it. But they have everything. They even have a course on eBay on there now.
It's pretty amazing, actually. Yeah, that's a great tip.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Enjoy
Lynda.
Your $25 gift certificate.
And look
Hello.
Hello.
Joel Elad, first-time caller, long-time listener. tip for today, sourcing, which relates to photos. A great source on eBay are people that list things with bad photos. I just bought an item for $150 where the flash covered up the photo, but the description, I knew what I was buying. 48 hours after relisting it for $300 or best offer, it sold for $300.
I love that. What? Profiting off of the pain of others. What could be more fun?
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Robin.
My name's Robin. I'm from Rye Beach, New Hampshire. And my tip today is to make sure you list something every single day.
Oh, that's so important.
If you want to have sales, make sure you list. And my other tip of the day is if you're lonely, find a friend and list with them.
Oh.
And we don't mean list as a euphemism. We actually mean list.
Not like on Craigslist or anything.
Hi, guys. This is Anastasia from George's
Toy Chest.
Hi, Anastasia. Apple has not paid me to make this endorsement, but listing on my iPad using the iPhone app, not the iPad app, but the iPhone app, it makes a world of difference. I take great pictures right there. I swear I have my whole like listing time down to about 11 minutes of listing, including research. So for those of you that, you know, want to jazz up your listing routine, get the iPad.
I love that. That's a great
tip. Fantastic. Enjoy your $25 gift certificate.
Thank you.
Your name, please.
Hi. Barbara Reebok, AZ Arrow from Tucson. And my tip, which I've said all along, is don't just sell on eBay. Buy on eBay, because the more you buy, the more you learn. You see things from the buyer's standpoint.
Yes. Yes.
And you'll have a lot more empathy for your buyer.
Excellent. Give that woman her gift certificate. The rest of you come up at the next time. We're going to be doing this.
This
All
segment
day.
Was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. We'll be right back with eBay pricing and monetization team here, live from Bally's. It's the eBay Radio Conference and
Yay!
Party!
Does
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Here's the woman who put the broad in broadcasting and the man who knows there is nothing like a dame. Here they are, eBay Radio's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. What's wrong with my voice? eBay fee initiatives are of keen interest to eBay sellers. With us now from the team that initiates those initiatives, I love the alliteration, is Marcy Thurston, Senior Manager for Pricing and Monetization. Marcy, what exactly does your team do? And I'm curious, I have no idea.
So we run a lot of the seller side promotions, as well as the rate card for eBay. So we look at the different rates and the fees that we charge, and we move things around accordingly.
So we almost have to send out anxiety medication every time eBay does fee changes. So what can you tell those anxious sellers about the recent changes that might reassure them? Could you tell us something about the rationale behind those changes?
We were actually trying to make our sellers more successful by changing our rate card a little bit. So this is the first price change where it really wasn't about collecting more fees. It was about changing how listings were on the site and how those fees affected what kind of listings we did or what kind of listings went on the site. And actually, the control is with the sellers. They can change their listing strategies and not increase their fees at all, and many times they could decrease their fees.
So it's only been in effect for how long now?
Just since the beginning of May.
So it's not that long, but have you guys noticed a move towards the results that we were hoping to see?
Absolutely. So we've seen our auction sales increase, our conversion rates increase. We've seen a lot of items that should be in fixed price go to fixed price, and those are converting better as a result. We've seen lower usage of the 1 and 3 day, which was another feature fee, which is, you know, increasing buyer engagement on the auctions and everything else. So we're seeing exactly what we've been wanting to see.
Oh, that's good. You know, one new initiative that a lot of sellers seem to be confused by is the auction insertion fee credit. And I know I've explained it to people, and while I'm explaining it, I often get confused, which is not new. Can you give us an overview of how that works?
Yes, absolutely. So if you pay an insertion fee to list an auction item, and that auction item ends in a sale, that insertion fee will be credited.
And that's over, if you're a store subscriber, over your allowance of 100, right?
Yes. So your allowance will be used. So that's there's no insertion fee on your allowance. And so it's once your allowance is used up and you're actually paying an insertion fee, that's what gets credited. A point of clarity, because I know this comes up too, is feature fees related to the listing will not get credited. It's just the insertion fee.
Just the insertion fee. And does this cover items that are relisted?
Yes.
Okay. That's important.
So we hear a lot about eBay's fee calculator. Do you recommend that sellers use eBay's fee calculator to help with their listing format strategies.
You mean the fee illustrator, right?
Fee calculator. Or fee illustrator. I'm sorry.
Which one is it, Marcy?
Both of them are written on here, and I'm confused.
So I believe the fee illustrator is the one that tells you if you should be in a store or not.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes, right. So that'll base on if you have a better rate, just based on, you know, how many items you sell, final value fees, insertion fees, and so forth. And then the fee calculator is just on a per item specific what you'll pay for that item. Right.
So just so you know, the fee illustrator can be found linked from the eBay Radio seller bookmarks under the seller resources tab in the eBay Radio archives.
You know, any glimpses that you can give us into the crystal ball that your team uses would be very helpful to all of us here. So can you tell us anything that is maybe in the works? You don't have to give specifics, although we love them, but just, you know, a little peek into the kimono of the monetization team, perhaps?
Well,
tell us something you're not supposed to tell us by mistake.
Yeah, no one will know. This is a very private event.
Yes, yes. Well, from a promotions perspective, we're always looking for ways to go bigger on our promotions, and so you should start to expect different types of promotions coming through. So I think we're very familiar with free insertion fee type
yes.
promotions.
Yes.
So we're starting to play around with other types of promotions, and so hopefully that'll be some fun.
I know some of them, but I can't tell.
And then just from a rate card perspective, that's something that's always looked at. I know business and industrial is being looked at right now. I know vehicles are being looked at right now. And just seeing just overall like this idea of credit when you sell, if that should be broader.
Yeah,
right?
Do you think it should be broader, audience? Hello, we're doing a show, by the way.
This is showbiz. You can't just go, yeah.
Is this the nap time after lunch? Have you all like carved out and you're sleeping? That's so sweet of you. You know, there are hotel rooms where you can do that. Well, you know, we're very glad that you came.
And yes, Marcy's going to be here. So if you have any questions for her about pricing and monetization, please go up. That's what she's here for. She came, all of these eBay people came, no kidding, this year to find out what you're thinking. So don't be shy.
So, Marcy, what did you do before you were working at eBay?
I worked, before eBay the company completely?
Yes.
Yes. So I worked at Intuit in the small business division around QuickBooks.
Is that a good company to work for?
Yeah.
Would you say otherwise?
No.
No, okay, I didn't think so.
No, it was a great company to work for. I got very familiar with the small business owner and how they run their day-to-day, and I loved it.
I was talking to Marcy on the plane yesterday. We flew together. The three of us actually flew together. And do you sell on eBay?
I do.
I learned this, but what do you sell?
I sell a lot of everything, but I have parts and accessories to clothing to a whole bunch of different
things. And did you make a sale in the airport?
I did.
Her phone went to get... I thought my first thought was, I hear the ka-ching, you didn't put your store on vacation mode. How are you going to handle that?
I'm getting my husband to ship it.
Oh, you see, right.
Did Griff buy something?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, it's just coincidence. There's actually a contest going on in the at eBay for team members to sell.
Well, we're
Marcy,
win.
Thank you. You are, yes. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up, a leading e-commerce shipping solution. This is eBay Radio, which is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought, here in Las Vegas. At Bally's, we're live and we're having fun, and everything we do here won't stay here.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBayRadio to check us out. And check us out.
work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Welcome back to the eBay Radio Party and Conference, live from Las Vegas, the town of single-name celebrities, Frank, Dean, Sammy, Joey, Peter, and E-Betsy. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Today's e-commerce shipping software can do so much more than just print your postage. With us now to tell us just how much more is Richard Cao. He's product marketing manager for a company that we all know and love called Indicia. Richard, tell me about Indicia. What do you guys do?
Sure. So Indicia, we're a leading provider of shipping software solutions for the e-commerce business. So we've been in business for about 25 years, and we make the complex really simple. So if you're looking to print shipping labels for international, for domestic, we have all the automated custom forms, insurance, all the step-by-step process to let you be able to print easily, having address books, stealth postage, reporting capabilities, provide a lot of the tools to really streamline businesses. And we've printed over $25 billion in postage so far, and it's growing, and we have a lot of tools to really help the eBay sellers.
What is stealth postage?
Stealth postage is the ability to basically hide the postage of what that's going to look like. So, you know, if you have a first class package and it's $3, that value won't show.
Almost every retailer I know does that, right? They don't put the postage.
Right, right. Okay. Unless it's really expensive and you want to show them that, hey, look, I'm paying for shipping for you.
Right, so it's all about showing off. Right?
Yeah.
So exactly, I mean, you've listed all these wonderful things that you do, but can you tell us exactly how it impacts an eBay seller specifically?
Sure. So for an eBay seller, they can directly integrate with Indicia, our direct marketplace integration. And in that way, you can view orders, you can import orders, and then you can print shipping labels, and all the tracking information goes right back into eBay. One other real great benefit that helps eBay sellers with this marketplace integration is the ability to provide customized shipping labels. So if you want to add your own logo, you want to add your own tagline, you can actually increase your brand awareness and your branding by putting your logo on there. And when your customers get that package, they can also see your logo. They can see, you know, maybe you have a tagline that's really cool as well. So that can increase your business.
Well, I like that idea. I want to do that. So beyond that, is there anything else that it would be of interest? So let's put it this way. You and I get in an elevator, and it's a building that's 500 stories tall, and we're on the first floor. So tell me what else, as an eBay seller, you can give me before I get off on the 500th floor, which I'm just going to a party. So
sure. Right. So I think one thing that's really interesting, we have a couple really new features that have come out. One of them is called pay-on-use returns. So pay-on-use returns is the ability to provide a shipping label. Say, for example, you're a jewelry store, right? And you want to provide that overall great customer experience. So you include the return shipping label with your package and say, hey, all you have to do is use this return label and you can get the package back to us. But what happens is you only get charged
if
they use it. So it's pretty, pretty innovative in terms of not having to track your returns and all the manual process in terms of handling returns and providing that real good experience.
And when I think about this, this is the one feature that if you use is going to reassure any buyer that gets something from you that there's no trouble returning it. They see there's a shipping label. Oh, all I got to do is, all right, I'm happy. I don't want to return it, but if I do, and that makes them a much happier customer.
Sure, yeah, no, it definitely makes them a much happier customer and makes you much happier as well, because if they ship the package back to you, then you're charged. So it's a win-win on both sides.
I love that.
So how much does the Indicia solution cost?
Yeah, how much is this?
This is a 25-cent per label fee. So if they use it, then there's 25 cents. Of course, they have to pay for postage as well. But only 25 cents if they...
As a seller, I can pay for the postage too, right?
Right.
It's only 25 cents?
Yeah.
How do people make money?
It's a struggle sometimes.
They must have bake sales out front of Indicia some days.
We have some barbecues and stuff like that.
We got to pay the bills, but we don't want to overcharge for our services. I love that about your company.
Yeah, and I think there's some other really interesting capabilities we have. One is called auto refund service. So essentially, if you're a eBay seller and you're printing a lot of labels, and for example, you don't use the label for whatever reason, or you print an incorrect label, right, having to manage the process of getting the refunds and submitting that back to the USPS, we provide a service where we basically go through your logs, and when we identify there's postage that has not been used on your behalf, we submit that back into the USPS. And it takes about 2 weeks to process, and then it comes back, and we bring that money back into your postage account. So that's another way of optimizing your business in the sense that you don't have to manually track your auto.
Let me just be straight about this. If I buy a label through Indicia and I don't use it for whatever reason, I don't have to actively void it out. You guys will sense it's not been used?
Yep. There's a service charge with that. We charge typically 20% on that. And if you choose to, right, what's really nice is the flexibility. So if you choose to, if you know there's certain labels that have been unused, you can report those yourself and get the refund yourself if you want. But if you want to use automated our automated system, you can do that as well, where we'll handle that for you and send in the request.
So for a lot of our sellers here, that probably doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you're a seller who's growing and you're printing out 1,000 labels a day, this is a time saver.
No, definitely.
So go to Indicia.com, E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Richard, thanks. Let's give Richard a big hand, please. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business. Up next, more audience participation with Griffin Lee. When we come back with more eBay Radio Live here from Bali's in Las Vegas. Best party of the year.
Show us your tips again.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers, a free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.